Spiritual life is our rightful claim. Spiritual life is our birthright and is accessible to each of us. To shed these material shackles, we must first realize what is available and then understand our responsibility to claim our rightful heritage. If we believe that the spiritual realm is beyond our competence to attain or just too much trouble to seek, we are blocking our own progress. Spiritual consciousness is our natural state and is available to each of us if we genuinely want it. When God becomes our first priority, we willingly do our part to purify ourselves and be of service. Then the mercy of the Lord's servants is always accessible, helping us conquer one obstacle after another and shed layers of karma so that we can progress rapidly in our devotional service. Unfortunately, most people tend to advance gradually, if at all. When we move too gradually, we may not be able to outrun the material energies that are pursuing us with great intensity. Everything has a price. In mundane life, the price of a particular goal may be just too high to be worth it. But in spiritual life, the ultimate outcome is eternal love and bliss, for which we must renounce our material attachments and egocentric struggles, which only bring suffering anyway. Is this so difficult? Think about it. We have been wandering from life to life, from body to body, over and over again, thousands or millions of times. From this perspective, if we decide to dedicate this life to ending that process once and for all, we are not sacrificing very much. The attainment of the kingdom of God is worth whatever price we must pay. Even if we had to live every single day in anxiety and frustration, misunderstood by the entire world, such suffering would be insignificant in comparison to what we would attain eternally. If the goal were not so wonderful, or if it were not permanent, perhaps the price might be too high. But the end point is both wonderful and permanent. No more death, disease, old age, or struggle. Just bliss, ecstasy, and constant loving exchanges in the kingdom of God. We can put all our suffering behind us by dedicating this lifetime to God with no strings attached. Why not do it?